All right, welcome back, everyone. We hear it every time the Steelers have a bye. Coach Tomlin has never met a bye week he does not like, and he said the same thing today during his press conference. Some things he did like about this past bye week and the practices the Steelers were able to hold here at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. It was a good week for guys like Cam Sutton. You see here, he was recently brought back to practice. He's been on IR, and also for Josh Dobbs, third string quarterback, to get some live reps in practice, some work running the scout team. You don't get a chance to develop a lot, so good news for them. In terms of injured guys, he was happy that Marcus Gilbert, Stephon Tuitt, and Vance McDonald, who all missed the game or were hurt in the game in Detroit, they were able to practice some this week. But in terms of injuries, he said they will not assume anything. They'll continue to watch the guys that have missed time as they prepare for their game on Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium against the Colts. And one guy he also gave an update on, number 23.
And a guy that I didn't mention was Mike Mitchell, who experienced an Achilles injury toward the end of the football game last time out. We essentially shut him down last week. We'll get him revved back up and see where he is in terms of game readiness as we push forward in this preparation.
Well, I think it's time for a J Wobble bobblehead doll. Now, you got
boy.
The Ben one, you got the James Harrison, but how about you got Javon Hargrave? Look, he's been playing a little more in sub-package football. He's been playing great in the goal line, as we see right here, defeating the cutoff. But the thing about him is he can sack, and right there you can see he just four-wheel drives and tractors the center right back into the lap of the quarterback. This young man can pass rush. And although the sub-package football has been the domain largely of Stephon Tuitt and of Tyson and, Cam Hayward, you've got to make room for Javon. He has got some pass rush in him. And you can see right here, he is not adverse to going down the center of a man. He usually gets to the edge on him. He's an excellent hand fighter, but he's got a real ability to go right down the middle of a guy and walk him right into the lap of the quarterback, as Matt Stafford will attest, and middle of Travis Swanson there.
All right, and because of Javon Hargrave and the rest of the Steelers defense, we didn't talk about red zone woes for the Steelers defense, but of course for the Steelers offense, brought up once again, Wolf. It seems that's going to be the trend for a little bit here. But Coach Tomlin said he does agree they need to get better. He thinks they will. They will continue to work at it. They're not going to analyze it or overanalyze it, I should say, much more. They trust the plan. They trust the people they're working with. It's just something they need to be more consistent at. So time will tell. 8 games. Hopefully down the stretch they really get that going.
No question about it. And, of course, we've got Ben Roethlisberger right here. And Coach says, we need a flair for the dramatic. Well, what better way to get a flair for the dramatic than to pitch one out to, you got Juju running down the sidelines. Now, you want more drama? How about Juju going to go out and get a car, right? You started the show off. Let's find out whose car is going to be off of. And then we got more drama here because Ben has got to be the guy. And when we talked about having a better ratio of touchdowns and interceptions and things like that, it comes from the big guy. And this club is going to be all about Ben taking this club and marching it down the field week in, week out, and doing the things that he is capable of doing, and that is protecting the football and making the big play at the big moment. You know, the one thing that separates a guy like Ben and a guy like Terry Bradshaw, they got some of that magic. And that magic needs to come out now, because that's what's going to help carry this team. And right there, a 97-yarder, if that ain't magic, baby, I don't know what is.
Ben's position coach Randy Fichtner said earlier this week, you know, everyone's so used to Ben putting on the Superman cape and taking over games and stuff. So maybe we will see some of that in the second half.
There's no question.
Wouldn't complain, right?
Exactly. That man being number 7, this is the guy that can go into that phone booth, put that cape on, and emerge on back on the outside and carry this team. That's the one thing about Bradshaw late in his career when I was there with him, was the fact he was still capable of making the Superman plays. Not that you want to put everything on him, but believe you me, you know in the huddle when you're down to it and the clock is ticking, you look at the guy and you look at Bradshaw or you look at Ben, and that's the guy that can deliver in crunch time.
All right, that is a recap of Tomlin Tuesday. We're back to normal tomorrow. 4.
Oh, that would be
You got it. Come on. It's
Wednesday. Bensday. Oh, man.
I almost had to help you there. I won't tell Pursuit of that.
That was near panic. Close. Near panic.
We'll get you a Superman cape, maybe, okay? I think my son has
you
one. Maybe you
normally ask
can borrow
at the start,
it.
Not at the end. So I was thrown off.
It's okay. You got it.
I got it.
You got it. I'm going to give that
Nailed
to you.
Nailed it.
All right, Ben's Day tomorrow. Make sure you join us for another edition of Steelers Live tomorrow at 4 p.m. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks for joining us. Have a great night, everybody.